This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Thanksgiving, everybody. It's Kate Delaney, and boy, it is Black Friday and beyond. I think Black Friday goes all the way through the weekend. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, whether you had turkey or not. It was a crazy day in football. We got to talk about that and also talk about the fact that a lot of you are dealing with snow that's not over yet. So if you were concerned about the conditions, the weather conditions heading into the holiday, now through the holiday, new snow pummeling California and disrupting a lot of people who will be also heading home on Sunday. So pay attention if you are jumping on a plane to what that means, because there is definitely going to be some, I think, delays of planes. I'm going to forecast that for you. I looked at a weather map before I jumped on the airwaves, and it doesn't look good. Heavy snow, high winds across the western United States, and on the rock in the Rockies too, tracking through the Rockies. So the end of the holiday travel delays, wet or snow-covered roads, flight delays because of low pressure moving into the east. That's my best weather imitation. Is something to pay attention to. The snowfalls in Minnesota, incredible. In South Dakota and North Dakota, you all know how that is. Wyoming and Montana and Utah, some pretty wicked snow. Fun to play in, not fun to fly in, because you just don't know if you're going to get those delays or not, and that's what you're fighting against. All right, speaking of fighting, the former Navy Secretary, here we are breaking bread for Thanksgiving, and he breaks out of his silence. So the Navy Secretary, who was forced out over his handling of convicted SEAL Eddie Gallagher's case, is saying that he was asked to resign, Richard Spencer, by Defense Secretary Mark Esper after saying he was concerned about the war crimes case. Spencer objected to the president being involved in publicly ordering the Navy to allow Gallagher to keep his rank. He was quoted in the Washington Post this week as saying this was a shocking and unprecedented intervention in a low-level review. It's also a reminder that the president has very little understanding of what it means to be in the military. Do you think that's true? I want you to send me your thoughts, honestly, as you hear this, to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. I'm doing a little unofficial poll. Is that the wrong thing for the president to be doing? Because that's what he said. He doesn't understand the military. And he says what it means to be in the military, to fight ethically or to be governed by a uniform set of rules and practices. Gallagher was acquitted of stabbing an ISIS prisoner and other charges, but was found guilty of posing for photos with the corpse of the prisoner. His demotion in rank was reversed by the president, and he was allowed to retire. As Spencer said, he pushed back against the president's interest in the case. And, it's interesting. He said in one of his first interviews that you can get away with things, and we have to have good order and discipline. It's the backbone of what we do. I know many of you are in the military, and I'm just wondering, even it doesn't mean you're not backing the president, you still like the president, but you agree that militarily that's something you don't want to do. I'm curious as to what people say. By the way, I was mentioning on a previous show about the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day balloons and whether they would fly despite the winds, and there were characters that were flying in the parade. They were given the okay, and then they announced the decision right before the kickoff time at 9 a.m. because it was right around 50 degrees, so the balloons could fly, and Mayor de Blasio even tweeted out, "Good news, New York, the winds are holding." And under New York City regulations, winds over 23 miles an hour, gusts over 34 miles an hour, call for those balloons to be grounded. So parade day, they made the call. They flew, but some of them flew lower, and there were a couple of balloons that they couldn't fly. And so what they did is they had video of them. But, Snoopy was there, which I love Snoopy. It's funny. It reminds me of my childhood because it's Snoopy as the astronaut character. And so, always a big deal to have Pikachu and the others in the parade. And, you know, that's what kids love. And so I felt like, because I was thinking, oh, these, you know, the other told me, oh, they're not going to fly, or they're going to fly, or we couldn't decide. But, you know, ultimately it's up to what the weather system tells us, and the weather system allowed that to happen. Because I'm kind of giving you the thumbnail of what's going on across the country, a sad story out of Texas, a second explosion at an East Texas chemical plant heading into the holiday prompted the officials there to evacuate three small cities and a portion of another. Flames and smoke just crushed the sky. I was looking at some video of that in Port Neches, about 80 miles east of Houston, and it was bad. Three workers went to the hospital. There were some people, some residents that were injured. There was property damages to homes and businesses. And it's all about human life, though, right? Let's face that. Things can be replaced, but life is, once it's over, it's over. So there's extensive, they say, damage throughout the city, and it's scary to see it. I mean, you saw just thick black smoke and flames. And at this plant, you have 175 employees, 50 contract workers, and about, luckily, only 30 were there at the time of the explosion. But it blew out windows from homes, created a chemical plume. That's what that black smoke is. And it reached neighborhoods miles and miles away. So they got to the people as quickly as they could. They, of course, have an emergency response plan. And that's exactly what they went into. And the TPC is the plan I'm talking about. That's the name of it. They manufacture chemicals used in synthetic rubber and fuels and plastics and whatnot, and they have manufacturing facilities in this industrial area adjacent to the Houston Ship Channel. And anyway, so they responded and rallied as quickly as they could. You know, because social media, we live on it, that's the beauty of social media, is pumping out the information to people. And if they're paying attention, they see that and stay away. And that certainly is, that's the good news in that story. Let's put it that way. And so many people are giving thanks for getting through another Thanksgiving, spending time with their families. And I have to say that I enjoyed my Thanksgiving. I had a friend who made the Thanksgiving Day feast, and so I, as much as I like cooking, I'll peel back the layer and say I didn't cook this time around, but I enjoyed some great cooking, including some scratch pumpkin pie that wasn't loaded with a bunch of sugar, but was still phenomenal. And there's so many ways to cook now, and it was just great. And I hope you all had a chance to have a great meal, or at least get some downtime and hang with some people that you care about, watch some football, and do the things that we get to do when we kick off the wild, wicked time of the year when people are rushing around and all of a sudden traffic, whether you live in a rural area or an urban area, explodes. Isn't it crazy? It just seems like, where are all these people and cars coming from? And trust me, I've lived all over this country in small places and bigger places. And no matter what, it always happens. We know the holiday's coming, but we always have malls that are jammed, shops that are jammed, roadways that are jammed. All right, I'm going to jam out of here, and coming up on the flip side, I'm going to go to the mailbag. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. You might be hitting one of the flicks. We talked about them the other day. There's some really good ones out, and there's some great streaming happening. I'll mention that a little bit later. But as we are here in the mailbag, I got this one from Eric, who says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but did you see the McDonald's balloon that was dragged down the parade route, the Macy's parade? I never really watched the Macy's parade, but my niece was over, and we had it on, and I happened to see that, and I thought of you and laughed because you were talking about the balloons. You know, thanks for that. I did. They were calling it the limp Ronald McDonald dragged. It flew and it had a 3-inch gash in the leg that got bigger when the gusts started to kick up. So it was 67. I was reading something about this because I was fascinated, and they said it during the broadcast, but 67 foot tall clown. And just crazy, had a rip in it. So you got all those handlers that were trying to maneuver it around the start at West 77th Street, I think, which would be, so just so you know, Central Park. It says there, it's Central Park West. And then the gusts happened, then it got ripped, and it was just crazy. And you see the heads of the people, and it's like, oh, here comes Ronald McDonald falling down. But it worked out okay in the end. Rest assured. All right, this one is from Mac. Mac says, Happy Thanksgiving week to everybody. Kate, Black Friday is like Black Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What do you think? And it's interesting because it seems like Amazon, as you say, is taking over the world, but I bet you that there are some brick and mortar places that will still get a lot of people in. Well, you know what? They'll get a lot of people in if they have deals. That's what you have to do, because to counteract getting packages delivered to your house cheaply and they're what you want, that's how you have to draw people in somehow. You got to slash prices. And I saw something that was saying that, you know what, the stores have slashed prices ridiculously because the only way they can get them into a brick-and-mortar place for TVs, tablets, speakers, smart speakers, household appliances, all that kind of thing, is the only way they can do that is to slash them by, you know, 50-60%. And Black Friday is, of course, 3 weeks or 3 days or whatever. I mean, they just, Black Friday just continues. It's still called Black Friday, but I don't think it's so much Friday anymore as it is okay, we have a sale and we're trying to compete. But the first five people to come in the door are going to get an unbelievable deal, right? An unbelievable deal. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I was flying the other day. Luckily, it was a pretty smooth flight, but I cannot believe, because I know you've been flying a lot, how tiny the seats are. I thought they were talking about somehow making the seats bigger, and I'm not a big, giant guy, but I think it's horrible how tiny the seats are. It's so uncomfortable. You're practically on top of your neighbor, even if you are not a big person. Yeah, you know, they have talked about, like, there was one airline that was talking about staggering the seats. But, you know, here they're trying to make as much money as they can, so they're jamming people on the planes. And it depends on what size, you know, plane you fly in. And you see it on the people's faces when you're walking down the aisle of the airplane. I think they're holding their breath that, oh my gosh, am I going to actually have an empty seat near me where I can breathe? And flying a lot this year, I had some empty seats next to me and it was great. But when you don't have the empty seat, depending on the people in front of you, if they lean back and then everything else around you, especially when you come into winter months, because people wear heavier clothes, it becomes much more difficult to stomach it. Yeah. And it's just the current way we live. I mean, it's how we fly. And we fly like sardines in a can because the airlines are trying to get as much money as they can. And it's wide open season. And that's what the deal is. All right, let's move on to another one. Here's one from Mary. And Mary, kind of on the kick of the Black Friday thing too, and says, Kate, I'm curious, are you a shopper? Do you run out and grab up whatever kind of deal you can? Are you more Cyber Monday person? Oh, Cyber Monday all the way. I would say I used to like to shop, but now it's just too jammed, too crowded, and not enough time. So I would fall into the Cyber Monday group. If I was going to log on and get some kind of a deal, that would be the deal that I would try to, you know, I'd try to jump on that. And Cyber Monday, they're pretty flexible about it. Sometimes Cyber Monday starts earlier earlier on Sunday even. And last year, Americans spent $7.9 billion, more than double what they spent on Cyber Monday in 2016. And, you know, it's just a made-up thing. You come up with deals. It's like anybody out there that sells, you know that. You have sales, and then people think they're getting a deal, and you give them the deal, and that's it. And so Cyber Monday is the whole mind game of, is this, am I getting a great deal here or what? And I bet most of the people listening to me, I bet you're not out there hauling all around to these stores to grab up stuff unless it's undeniably something you can't turn down. And the only way you can do it is to do it in the store, period, bottom line. All right, we go back to impeachment. Boy, we have talked about this a lot. It's just taken over the airways, hasn't it? But we talk about what the buzz is in the land, and impeachment and what's going to happen there certainly is what is being discussed, and you know, where this heads from here. And I said this the other day, Rudy Giuliani to me is the guy that is in the heart and the thick of all of it. So I got this one from Tank, who says, Kate, what do you think happens with Rudy? Do you think he is prosecuted, or do you think that he is able to wiggle out of what it sounds like they're putting him in with the Ukraine? Well, I have no crystal ball that can tell me that exactly, but we know that he had business in the Ukraine while he was pushing for the president. So, you know, it almost would be like what the Bidens were accused of using that position. Giuliani could be said, well, what was he doing? So it doesn't look good. It is all about evidence, though. You can say whatever you want, or you can pursue whatever questioning you want, but you have to have the hardcore evidence on it. So do they have the hardcore evidence? Democrats have issued more subpoenas than they have had bills signed into laws. That's disconcerting. The focus is on, it should be on, I think the focus should be on the constituents, but I don't think that you don't pursue something that could be illegal either, whether it's Republican or Democrat. So the jeopardy to me grows day by day for Giuliani, especially if he contradicts himself. And there have been moments where he has contradicted himself, and he has done a lot of interviews, so he's willing to be out there. But the latest claim against him is that he was looking for a six-figure fortune from the government while he was there working for the president. So he's the guy who can end up taking a hard fall for all of it. Or not. I mean, here's what Giuliani's Twitter said. I went and checked it. And the thing that he said about the Ukraine question is this. He said, New York Times, hashtag fake news. I did not pursue a business opportunity in the Ukraine, as they misrepresented. I could have helped them recover $7 billion in stolen money, but I didn't. Was paid zero. They attacked me because I have exposed their hypocrisy and how they covered up Biden's massive corruption. That's from at Rudy Giuliani. That's his Twitter. So there are times where he's contradicted himself on the mic in these interviews, but that's what he's saying on his Twitter. What happens with the two goons? I don't think that looks good, but it has to be evidence. There has to be something there to be pursued. So my answer is, I do say Rudy is the guy that's caught in the middle of this. But what happens, and does he take a fall? Does he go down? Is there anything connected to this that could lead to prosecution? I mean, that's the key. Is there any kind of prosecution? All right, and then I got this one from Danny, a perfect place to seg into this. And Danny says, Kate, did you see that the president was in Afghanistan? I did. So, yes, booyah. He showed up in Afghanistan for Thanksgiving with the troops in the middle of this conflict, and he's at Bagram Airfield right before 8:30, I think is what I read, their time, and he was there for 2.5 hours on the ground, spoke to the troops, met with the Afghanistan president, and, you know, there you go. And that trip wasn't released until afterwards to ensure his safety, so that's a good thing. Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Hang with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The president is spending his Thanksgiving in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes reports. President Trump making an unannounced visit to Afghanistan, delivering Thanksgiving greetings, and serving food to U.S. troops.
I've just come from serving Thanksgiving dinner to some of you. I recognize already some of you in the audience, and we had a good time.
The president, having recently expressed his desire to draw down forces in America's longest-running war, there are currently about 15,000 U.S. and NATO forces still serving in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president also says the United States has resumed talks with the Taliban. After meeting with the Afghan president, he said the Taliban wants to make a deal, and he'll stay until a deal is done. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Well, I've talked to him off the air, and I cannot wait to introduce you to Charles Patterson. He wrote a book called Eternal Treblinka that really, I think, got a lot of critical praise, at least among my group, because as soon as I started talking to him, I told them all to absolutely go and dive into this, and I know a lot of people have. But he's got another book out that is so fascinating to me, because I can remember as a kid thinking about this, and it's called In Dante's Footsteps, My Journey to Hell. So without further ado, let's introduce him. Charles, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. When I say it's a journey to hell, I tell people it's just fiction. At least I hope so.
Yeah, we hope so. Exactly. Absolutely. So tell us tell the listening audience what led you to write this book.
Well, it's very autobiographical. I, like the main character, grew up, in a church family. I went to Amherst College and on to seminary in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and actually got ordained as an Episcopal cleric, priest. And I served for a while, in a couple of parishes and what have you. But after a while, I majored in English and when I went down to New York, I got a master's in English literature. So writing and literature were more of a pull, more of a calling, if you will. And I, I did some teaching down here, and I taught a course on classics of great literature, and Dante's Inferno was one of the one, and that really kind of hooked me, Dante's Inferno, and it sort of planted the seed. So as the years went on, I wrote an autobiography about myself. It's called Last Rites. It's about an Episcopal priest who goes into the church and changes his mind, and that was the end of it. But that's the first half of this book. But when it didn't sort of catch on, I thought, well, how could I jazz up the story, you know? And of course, Dante came to the rescue and gave me a sort of an idea of, well, why not have him say, since he left the church, why doesn't he go to hell, you know? And I thought, wow, that would be quite a book. Anyway, so I wrote it.
Yeah, and it's so fascinating. And you know, you and I were talking off the air, and I would love for you to read to the listeners a little bit of it, because it's very compelling.
Yeah, I'll read just the first page, okay? There are other, if there's a, you know, a demand for more, I have some other possibilities, including a dog funeral, by the way, which is very funny. Anyway, this is the beginning. It began the morning an email with invitation in the subject line was waiting for me on my computer. Ready to have me as your Virgil again, it said. More later, Edward. Huh? Edward had been dead, who was the chaplain at the school he went to, St. George's. Edward had been dead for 7 years. I stared at the screen in disbelief, trying to make sense of what I was seeing. Having imaginary conversations with him from time to time was one thing, but now there he was on my computer. Or was he? Was this some kind of a sick joke? I thought about the inscription he wrote on the flyleaf of the Commedia, Dante's Divine Comedy in Italian. He presented me with at commencement. I hadn't looked at it in a long time, so I went to my bookshelf, took it out, and read what he wrote. Thomas, it was an honor and pleasure to be your Virgil. You were a wonderful travel companion. Dante would be proud. Perhaps we can do it again sometime. Blessings to you always, Edward. That's what it said, all right. Perhaps we can do it again sometime. I went back to the email, clicked return, and typed, is it really you? Moments later, it bounced back with a message saying the address was not valid. I thought of my seminary friend John as a possible culprit. He used to kid me about my church family and predicted half-jokingly that I would be the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church by the time I was 40. But he knew what Edward meant to me, so I couldn't imagine him making fun of it. Still, I was curious to find out what his take on it might be, so I forwarded the email to him and wrote at the top, John, what do you make of this? Love to Wendy and the kids, Tom. That night he wrote back, Messiah, it's great to hear from you. If anybody deserves to go to hell, you do. Maybe your father, Edward, really does want you to join him. With your Dante background, I can't think of a better candidate. Go for it, my friend. Give my regards to Satan, John.
Wow. I'm pulled into this. Keep going.
I was going to say, if you want me to go. 3 weeks later, something much more unnerving happened. I was in bed, starting to fall asleep. This is in New York City, where I live. After watching the 11 o'clock news, when I saw a blurry light across the room that reminded me of the ghost of Hamlet's father I had recently seen on a black and white film on late night television. I sat up for a better look as the blur got closer and came into better focus. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Can it be? It looks like, yes, I think it is. It's Edward. I closed my eyes hard and opened them to make sure I was seeing what I thought I was seeing. Thomas, it's wonderful to see you again under these unusual circumstances. It was Edward's voice, all right. I would know it anywhere. Was he a ghost? He certainly looked like one. You're not going to believe this, but I'm here to invite you to join me in the underworld. Underworld? That's what they call it. I was in total shock. Seeing Edward and having him talk to me was more than I could handle. He looked and sounded like Edward, but was it really him? When I had imaginary conversations with him, I always pictured him in my mind's eye, but this was different. I can't believe it's you. I mean, I know it's you, but I can't believe you're really here because you're dead. Edward smiled impishly. Rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated. Mark Twain. Very good, Thomas. The Mark Twain quote proved he really was Edward. He loved quotations, and by the time I graduated, I knew many of his favorites. Thomas, my resurrection, so to speak, was a big surprise, as you can imagine. To suddenly wake up and be conscious again and now be up here talking to you, I can't believe it. I can't believe it either. Let me make sure I have this right. You want me to go down to the underworld? There really is such a thing? There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. The quote from Hamlet was another one of his favorites. To answer your question, yes, there really is an underworld, but it's very different from what Dante had in mind. So then you're not talking about the Inferno, or are you? Well, yes and no. Hell is down there, but it has its own separate area. I can't answer the many questions I'm sure you'll have because I'm very new at this. They told me it's going to be explained later. They're starting a visitors program, and they sent me to invite you to be part of it. That's why I'm here. I heard what he's saying, but I was having trouble making sense of it. Will there be other visitors? That's their plan. They want visitors to come back here and spread the word. They don't think people up here are getting the right message about what happens after they die and what's expected of them when they're alive. They think the visitors program will help change that. You'll be one of the first visitors. That is if you agree. I couldn't believe I was having this surreal conversation. I was glad I was on the bed because I was beginning to feel dizzy. Can you believe this, Thomas? It looks like we'll be able to go on another Dante adventure together, but this time it will be for real. do you remember what you wrote on the flyleaf for the Divine Comedy you gave me at commencement? Refresh my memory. You wrote, maybe we can do it again sometime. Is that what I said? He smiled. How prescient of me. This may sound like a strange question, but did you send me an email? Oh, they sent it after all. I told them I didn't think it was a good idea, but they thought it would help break the ice. It broke the ice all right and drove me crazy trying to figure out what was going on. Sorry about that. How long is this visit you want me to make supposed to last? Just the weekend, Friday to Sunday, in and out like Dante. By now, you can tell me to stop at any point.
Yeah, yes. You've hooked us in. You have to stop because you want people to go to Amazon and get the book to finish the rest of the story. But so well written, and of course I read it, so I understand. But I mentioned about in Dante's Inferno, what it was to me. And your book is called In Dante's Footsteps, My Journey to Hell. And we're speaking with Charles Patterson. You can get the book on Amazon. Why should people pick this up? What will they get out of this when they read it?
Well, I think I'm performing a public service. First of all, in the world, hell has still a terrible reputation. I mean, there are imams and preachers all over the place threatening people with torture, you know, if they don't believe what they're supposed to believe or do what they're supposed to do.
Sure.
So I like to think I'm going to put a smiling face on hell.
That's a good reason.
And change, you know, change the way the world worries about the afterlife. I mean, my hell is, there are a lot of interesting people down there, actually, and including Groucho Marx, by the way.
Yeah, I love it. Reasons to definitely read it. There's no question. Charles Patterson, thank you so much. We don't want to give it all away.
Okay. Thank you very much.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Well, growing up in the Northeast, I certainly know what this is like. What happens when, you know, you hit the winter and we're seeing snow all over the place, you start to think about the importance of your tires. So it's so timely that we have Kirk Langley on. He's a regional VP with Discount Tire covering that Minnesota area. And I'll tell you, he's certainly, I'm sure, seeing a lot in Minnesota, South Dakota, and those areas. But for everybody listening there and across the country, when you're hitting the road this winter, what about that tread? Let's talk about tread safety. So, Kirk, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us this morning, Kate. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about this. Why is it important to replace your all-season tires with winter tires?
Today's technology, a winter tire is built in a very specific way with a soft rubber compound. It stays very pliable and grips the road in temperatures of 45 degrees or less. You know, a lot of people think about winter tires being snow tires, but that's changed. A winter tire is, you know, again, it's built to, you know, temperatures of 45 degrees or less, where, you know, all weather tire, or performance tire, you know, that comes on today's, you know, newer vehicles, those tires are what happens with those tires when it gets 45 degrees or less. They harden, and, you know, I use a hockey analogy a lot when I was still in a store. It becomes a hockey puck on ice and snow or colder, you know, colder roads, where a winter tire still stays pliable and grips the road because of the rubber compound that's built into that winter tire. So any colder state, okay, we would definitely recommend winter tires, you know, putting those on sometime in September, you know, September, October, to try to beat the rush that happens when it does snow. And then also take those off around April 1st and then run your other tires, you know, April 1st until you put them back on in September, October.
One of the things I'm sure in what you just described, people that are hearing us are thinking, and I know that I'm one of these people, I didn't understand and learned a lot about this, thanks actually to Discount Tire in my area, but some tips for keeping your tires in the right shape. I mean, knowing the quality of the tire and how do you check the tread and all of that. Give us some tips.
Yeah, so on our website at discounttire.com, there are a lot of, you know, there's winter tire safety tips, and then also just, you know, general safety tips for your tires. And some of the, you know, most basic, you know, rotating your tires is vital to the longevity and life of the tire. We recommend rotating your tires every 5,000 to 6,000 miles. That is a free service at Discount Tire, anyone nationwide. We have almost 700 stores to take care of. Also, air pressure is very vital for performance and longevity of your tires. And if you're in a state where it's, you know, it's the temperature varies quite a bit. You know, I'm originally from Colorado, so one day it could be 70 degrees and, you know, seeing it be 20 the next day with the blizzard. So that 50 degree variance will, you know, decrease your air pressure in your tire by about 5 pounds, because every 10 degrees will drop your air pressure about a pound per tire. So you get that tire pressure monitoring system light on in your car, asking you to look at your tires. So air pressure is vital as well. And then, you know, if you're in a place, you know, if you're at home and you want to check your tread, you know, something very simple is to, you know, just use a penny and turn it upside down. And if you can see Lincoln's head in one of those tread grooves, chances are you probably need some tires.
Yeah, do you think that people don't think about this kind of stuff until, you know, then we panic? I know there's people that are smart, and I'm glad that you're on and we're talking about this, but like that penny trick, I think it's because that a lot of us, Kirk Disc, don't realize, oh, yeah, we got to be smart about this, because a lot of times this leads to accidents when you don't have the right tires, right?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, as humans, we procrastinate a lot of times. And I've been in this business for 26 years and in a winter tire area in Colorado and now Minnesota. We procrastinate and we wait until it snows to see that we need tires. And, you know, we offer a free service. We like people to come in for free tire inspection, air checks at least once a month, because your tires, you know, depending on the type of tire you have, they can wear out, you know, fairly fast if it's a, you know, lower quality tire, or if the tire's, you know, under pressure, doesn't have enough pressure in it, it'll wear out faster. So again, that's why we think that, you know, tire maintenance is vital for longevity and safety, when it comes to your tires. It's something you need to look at. You know, tires to me are they're very important. They're your shoes for your car, and you know, you wouldn't walk outside on a cold wintry day or a blustery hot summer day with holes in your shoes or barefoot in the summertime. So
yeah, we're speaking with Kirk Langley, Discount Tire, and Kirk, in saying that, I love that analogy about shoes. The shoes have gotten better, haven't they? The quality of tires.
Yeah, technology today is great, and again, whether it's a, you know, an all-weather tire or a winter tire, the technology is better than ever before, just like a lot of things in the world now today, and tire safety, you know, again, I believe that other than brakes, tires are the most important thing on your vehicle, because they stop you in bad situations. So, you know, whether it's ice and snow or a hot summer day and you have a blow ride at, you know, 75, 80 miles an hour on the highway, if you have four good tires in your car, it's kind of easier to stop that vehicle rather than if you were to have four tires that are, you know, not as good. It's going to be harder to stop that vehicle. Make it, you know, tire safety is huge.
Yeah, I agree with you. Tire safety is huge. Kirk, where can we go for more information?
again, our website's very good, and it has a lot of information. DiscountTire.com. Again, we are the largest independent tire dealer in the United States. We're nearing 1,100 stores nationwide, and whatever states we are not in, we do have the option to order tires online, and there's a great tool on the website called Treadwell, where you, as a consumer, you can pick out tires the same way that our trusted experts in the store will help you with tires. So
that's a good tip, definitely, to go there first, for sure. Kurt Langley, thank you so much, Regional VP with Discount Tire. Stay safe, everybody, and thanks for coming on the show.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about the tires in the winter, and I know some of you just got smashed with snow. You get it, especially if you weren't expecting it, that, oh, geez, I thought we were going to have at least a couple more weeks before this. And growing up outside of Philly, I remember always constantly having to make that switch. And it's interesting talking about the whole idea, not the idea, the idea that you have to have winter tires, and you have to check that tread. I'm so careful about the tread anyway, because when I first started to drive, of course, I never even thought about it, right? And I took a couple long trips when I lived in El Paso, and the tread, I was somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and of course one of the tires blew out. Luckily, somebody trustworthy helped me, got me to a small town. They put, a new tire on the car, and I was off. But I was worried. I was scared, actually. I was, because, boy, you're talking about a kid. I think I was just barely removed from school. And I didn't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I wasn't paying attention to the tread on the car. So I think the idea there, too, like he says, checking it by sticking that penny upside down in the tread groove. And if you see, Lincoln's head, as soon as he reminded me of that, I thought, oh, I got to go out and just check anyway. And I think my tires are fine. But the idea of rotating your tires every 6,000 miles, all of that, and I think that he's right. You procrastinate. You don't think about it. And I love the idea. I thought it was interesting when he said this, that it's like shoes, right? Shoes for your car. You just don't go out without your shoes on in the middle of winter. So kind of the same thing. So some great tips from Kirk on the whole idea of what do you do with the tire thing. And since I've had that happen to me, that one story I told you, again, I was totally psyched. I had gotten a bigger job, and I was rolling out of El Paso and had just no idea, was totally clueless about that. And another time, I was coming back from New York going to New Jersey, and we had this wintry conditions that some of these places are seeing in the Midwest and other parts of the country. And I was at a stoplight, and I was fine, but somebody else had practically bald tires, and they slammed into the back of me, and that car went spinning everywhere. Luckily, no one hurt. Cars completely totaled. And it was because the other guy, and that's what we thought anyway, because the tires, it was icy, and the tires were just really bald. So he wasn't looking at that whole Lincoln thing there, checking out the treads. Good reminder to do that. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.